KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
KO4HKX, how are you doing?
Patrick, I'm doing well. Just wanted to say hello. I heard you in there a little bit ago. Just wanted to say hi. I haven't talked to you all week.
I hadn't heard you all week. That's why I was checking on you yesterday. Make sure you wasn't sick or something happened.
Doing some projects around the house, and I tell you what, it's not as easy as it used to be. I don't know. I'm just getting into the day, and I'm just so worn out I can hardly stay awake, so I haven't done much radio.
For HKX, yeah, I can understand that. Those days are tough sometimes.
Driving around and sitting in a vehicle all day long, even though I do deliver, I feel like that keeps me pretty active, but it's just not the same as it used to be.
I've definitely noticed I'm not as young as I used to be, I guess is the best way to put it, since I've been driving a tool truck. I'm not as physically capable.
Yesterday I was walking the dog. I had my HT with me. I actually heard Ken a little bit too when he was walking his dog. There is no way I can talk on the radio. Of course, I live in the hills, and I do kind of push it a little bit. I try to walk and jog a little bit. So I'm so out of breath. There's no way I could talk on the radio and walk the dog at the same time.
With you, I have to say that'd be a definite challenge for me. I guess that's what keeps him fit, is he goes and does that every day.
The interior kitchen remodeling going.
Russell finished that up, I think it was 6 days. Now I just got to get everything put back where it goes. And that's going to take longer than 6 days, I believe.
Does your wife like it all right? Turn out like she wanted?
Does it's taken her a while to get things where she wants it and how she likes it, and I'm sure that's going to be a process and might take a little while, and I can definitely understand that. I know when I moved from one toolbox to the other, when I bought a new bigger one, and man, I couldn't find nothing. I was pulling drawers, I was scrambling around trying to find it, and it gets frustrating some days.
When we first moved here, my wife would put stuff in certain drawers, and then it'd be there for a few weeks, and then I'd get used to it, and then she'd decide it's more convenient to have these things over here or this in this drawer, and I got so used to where they were, I'd go to reach for it, and it wouldn't be there, and then I'd have to look in every drawer and cabinet trying to find where she moved them to, and she would say, it makes more sense over here, and then I'd get used to that, and then it would change again. So I think we're down to where they are going to stay now after almost 5 years.
It's her kitchen. She can put it where she wants it, and I'll be glad to help her. I'm not going to have any input on that unless she asks. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I understand. It's funny when I go to automatically reach for something, it's no longer there.
She moves it on and don't tell you is the real surprise.
It's real funny is I'll be drinking something. I'll have a glass or a cup, and I'm either not quite finished or I'm getting ready to get another one, and I'll set it down, I'll turn around to do something, and I'll reach back around, and it's already gone and picked up. She does not like to leave things sitting if it's not supposed to be there.
Mine's a little bit the same way. She'll fuss at me for letting it sit there first.
The joys of being married and living with somebody, and I love her. I wouldn't do without her. I'd be lost. Anyway, what are you doing today, Patrick?
Getting the house back together and getting everything straightened back up. That's my goal for today and tomorrow.
Working on a couple of barn doors, sliding doors. Had them built, but had to put some extra support in them to... Anyway, working on that, doing a little painting, trying to get an antenna built. I've got the 49-to-1 little un-unbox built. trying to tune it up. I'd like to get that on the air, but there's just not enough time for ham radio stuff.
Definitely feels that way sometimes for me, especially. And when I come in the evening after being out all day, sometimes it's tough just to make myself come and check into the net, because I still got things I got to do. Once I get home, I've got to close out my day. I've got to check in my orders. I got to get all everything lined up for tomorrow. And it's still, it's hard sometimes just to sit down and take a minute to do that.
This hobby will be here, hopefully, for as long as we're alive. So there'll always be time eventually. Have you heard any results from the simplex net we did the other night?
There's stations that picked up other stations, and then stations that lost stations. Like, I picked up Gary. I couldn't hear Gary last time. I could this time because I got my antenna set up better. So there was a lot of that. I think there was, I think Chad said 40 or 42 improvements where people could hear more, and, you know, that kind of thing. And what was it? Was it the time of year? Was it propagation? Had anybody done anything to their station? And then there were stations that lost, and they couldn't receive as much. Same thing. What changed? What caused it? So it's interesting. Everybody's learning quite a bit from it. And I'm sure he'll make his, he's making around trying to get all of the information together and all that. So I'm sure he'll be calling everybody and letting them know and talking about it.
Cool, you can hear Gary. He's one of them that I can hear. I guess his angle of radiation is further away, so he can get over the mountain and get to you, where I'm closer to the, you and I are closer to the mountains on each side, so we can't copy each other. I could get Gary, Chris in Liberty, and Daniel in Taylor's. I usually pick up the Taylor stations okay, but that's about it. I think there's too many mountains in between me and everybody up there in Tryon area or Landrum.
Same here, and I definitely think the same thing. So, but Shane, I am going to hop off here for now. The wife is bringing breakfast in, so I'm going to take time to eat that, and maybe we can talk later today if you're not too busy. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You have a good day, and make it productive. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Productive. Good to talk to you. Say hello to the wife. Enjoy your day. N4, is that okay? Clear.
ZLK, KF4, NXY.
NXY, N4, ZLK. I'm on a HT.
Getting the machine good. This is David back to you. I was kind of curious about the frequency that they use for the simplex net.
A big radio now. We use 146.500. It's not it's not really the net yet, a simplex net yet, but because it doesn't meet regularly. There's the Thermal Belt Club out of the Tryon area that's trying to get people together to, you know, see who can talk to who and get a little community up on simplex. So it might turn into something eventually. But this was the second test. The first one was during the winter when there were no leaves on the trees, and this was one with, you know, after the leaves came out to see if there was any differences. But I'm sure there's going to be more times that they're going to practice this, and I think the guy that's spearheading it is Chad, KO4NUE. He's usually on here, and I'm sure he would be happy to have another participant over.
I'm pretty sure I got his cell phone number, so get a little later in the day, I'll give him a call and check in with him about it, because I think it's a good idea. You know, if something happened and the power went out on a lot of the repeaters, then everybody would have a simplex frequency to go to and keep in touch with each other on.
right, and I think that's one of the main reasons they're doing it. I'm glad somebody spearheaded that up. I don't have the time to be in charge of something like that, and or not necessarily be in charge, but it's good that people are getting involved in that. So the name here is Shane, and call is N4ZLK. What was your call and name again?
Well, the name's David, and the call is Kilo Foxtrot 4 November X-ray Yankee KF4NXY. And Shane, I was listening to the conversation a while ago. I gather you have something to do with tools.
Fiddle around and, you know, at home do some stuff. But the other gentleman, Patrick, I was talking to, he works or drives he owns a Matco tool franchise. He drives a tool truck. He lives up in Penrose, North Carolina, but he does a lot of his delivering to shops down here in Greenville in the Greer area.
I got a little confused as to who was who. I believe you must work on heating and air systems sometimes.
The negative. I actually work for UPS. I'm off this week, and I'm trying to do some stuff around the house. So that's my contribution. I make a few deliveries here and there. But anyway, David, where are you located?
Southern Greenville County, and yeah, I guess I'm totally confused on what I was listening to this morning. Oh well, I'm old. I'm getting that way between taking gabapentin for nerve pain and old age. I guess my brain gets confused a little bit. But yeah, I'm in the southern part of the county, a little area they call Possum Kingdom.
I'm familiar with where that is. Now, I believe you did hear a conversation about heat and air, too. I think I heard Patrick talking with, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who he was talking to. But I know one guy that does heat and air. He's around a lot. So it's very possible you heard him discussing heat and air on the radio.
He made some real good points. You know, you need to maintain your system, and with going into July, I definitely need to get a hold of my heating and air guy and get him out here and service the unit and be sure everything's up to snuff.
They do need to be maintained, and we got so used to them now, almost feel like we can't live without them. So I definitely enjoy ours. We had to have a new one put in this year, and you can tell a big difference. Dave, it's nice to meet you. I need to get dressed and get working. I've got some things I need to do and some things I want to get done, so I'll see if I can do both of them today. Hope you have a good day, and thanks for giving me a call. KF4NY or NXY from N4ZLK. You have a good day.
You have a good day, too, and I hope to catch you on here again sometime. KF4NXY.